taking public testimony. 3630 we're not going to get to today. It has issues that need to be resolved. And 2089, we are going to do the public hearing. 2089, Mr. Shepherd. Actually, Council, why don't you...
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2089, basically what it does is allows an Oregon law enforcement agency to arrest any person who is charged with a criminal violation of federal immigration law and who is subject to an arrest pursuant to a federal arrest warrant.
All right, Mr. Shepherd.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Pete Shepherd. I'm the Deputy Attorney General, and I took the liberty of asking Mr. Fedenke to join me as I think we're have at least a testimony that tends in the same direction this morning. I am here to testify in support of Anne Gross' House Bill 2089. I'll provide to your staff my written testimony. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, under existing ORS 181850 sub 1, state and local law enforcement agencies are forbidden to expend resources for the purpose of detecting or apprehending a person whose sole violation of law is a violation of a federal immigration statute. The text of that statute does not distinguish between different kinds of violations of federal immigration law. For example, it does not distinguish between violations of law that amount to an administrative violation of federal law, a civil violation of federal law, or a criminal violation of federal law. Thus, the text appears to prohibit a state or local law enforcement agent from arresting a person for whom there is a federal criminal arrest warrant based on a violation of federal law. That result is at odds with what the legislature's stated intent was back in 1987 when it enacted 181850. And in my written testimony, I set forth an excerpt from one of the staff measure summaries of the bill that was adopted in February of 1987. And as you can see from the quote, that the intent of the measure at the time was understood to ensure that only the INS enforces immigration law and to verify that police have only the authority to enforce criminal laws. And then the staff measure summary reports that the committee discussed whether the bill it was passing would prohibit state and local law enforcement officials from enforcing federal criminal laws relating to immigration. And according to the staff measure summary, the bill would not. However, as I've indicated, the text of the law does. In the aftermath of September 11, 2001, Governor Kitzhaber asked Attorney General Myers to conduct a survey of Oregon law to identify where there may be gaps in Oregon law that ought to be closed in order to better enable us to detect and deter further terrorist activity. And in that review, making the changes to ORS 181850 that conform the text of the law to the legislature's previous understanding of what that law was intended to do, emerged as one of the items on the list. Mr. Chair, I give credit to Mr. Fedenke and his colleagues for being willing to work on this issue with us, as I know it's an issue of touches on some very important public policies, and we're pleased that we know we've come to a resolution that doesn't impinge on those policies. And let me mention one of those policies that is of great significance to the law enforcement community and that is nevertheless preserved by the Anne Gross bill, and that is the benefit that this statute has had for law enforcement agencies in making it easier for them to collect information from persons who might otherwise fear that they would be deported by cooperating with law enforcement agencies. For example, a victim of domestic violence who is herself in an immigration status that might expose her to the potential for deportation if authorities became aware of her presence, federal authorities became aware of her presence. People in that situation have been, it's been easier for law enforcement agencies to collect information and to prosecute cases based upon those kinds of fact patterns because of the existence of this law. This change will not affect that. And I'm pleased to tell you that the Oregon District Attorney's Association, the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police, and Attorney General Myers all support this bill. And as indicated in the letter that we've attached to the materials, Governor Kulongoski has also authorized us to advise you that he supports the engrossed version but would disapprove any broader amendment to ORS 181-850 at this time.
All right. Mr. Fedenke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, David Fedenke, Executive Director, ACLU of Oregon, testifying today both on behalf of the ACLU and on behalf of the Coalition to Save Oregon's 181 laws. And the Coalition is officially neutral on this legislation. We do not oppose it. We agree with Mr. Shepard that this amendment to 181.850 will preserve the important provisions of that statute. I guess the only other thing I'd like to add to what Mr. Shepard has said is that not only is this amendment consistent with the original intent of the legislature back in 1987 when this law was first approved, but we believe it's also consistent with the practice of many law enforcement jurisdictions around the state who have assumed that the statute was not a bar to arresting someone when there was an outstanding criminal arrest warrant. And I also want to mention that the bill, as it would amend the statute, defines a warrant of arrest as that term is defined in current definition section of the Oregon Criminal Code in 131.005, which is that a warrant of arrest is a process of a court directing a peace officer to arrest a defendant and bring the defendant before the court for the purpose of arraignment. So we're talking here about warrants that have been issued by a federal judge or a federal magistrate acting under the supervision of a judge, as opposed to immigration holds that are issued either by employees of the agencies that are mentioned in the Engross bill or by administrative judges. So this bill would clearly make that distinction between criminal warrants and administrative holds.
All right. Questions? Mr. Shepard or Mr. Fedenke?
Mr. Chair, I agree with Mr. Fedenke's characterization of the limitations on the extent of the authority granted by the amendments.
All right. Any questions? No questions. All right. Work session.
Chairman.
Senator Burdick.
House Bill 2089, the Senate floor with due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves House Bill 2089 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. And let me see. Senator Starr, would you want to carry it?
You bet.
Okay. Thank you very much. And that is the end of our business for today. We are adjourned.
Just missing. Just as I was coming.